We're picking up on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amun Aleph, four lines up from the bottom of the page. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Lo Yochel Basar V'Lishta Yayin, that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says that during, that at the Suda HaMafsekas, the last meal before the fast of Tisha B'Av, a person cannot eat meat or drink wine. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, Tana, Aval ochalhu basar melech l'shosa yayin megito, that it is permitted though to eat salted meat, and similarly to drink wine straight from the vat, straight from the wine pressing vat, basically when it's still just grape juice. Basar maliach ad kama, until, for how long does a meat have to be salted for it to be considered salted meat? Amar chinna bar kana b'shmeid Shmuel, said in the name of Shmuel, kol zman kishlamim. The entire time of a shlamim, meaning the amount of time that is permitted to eat the carbon shlamim, which is 2 days and one night, as long as the meat sat in the salt for that amount of time, it's considered salted meat and permitted to eat. V'yayin megito ad kama, and how long is it wine still to be considered fresh from the vat? Kolzman shutosis, as long as it is still fermenting. As long as it's still fermenting, it's considered new wine and permitted to drink. Tana, we learned in another braisa. So yayin tosis aimbo mishim giloi, similarly fermenting wine, there is no prohibition of drinking it, even if it was uncovered, as opposed to other wine, which is forbidden when it becomes uncovered. We'll see Rashi why that is. The kamat sisa so, and how long is it considered to be fermenting? Gimel yamim, for 3 days. Let's see Rashi on that so far. Rashi ad kama, until how long? Havi basar gamor, for how long is meat still considered to be regular, normal meat? Lo havi basar melech, and not considered salted. As long as it's like a shlamim shloshah b'milcho elishneyam v'layla echad, as long as it only sat and waited in the salt for 2 days and one night, because manachil shlamim, which is equivalent to the amount of time it's permitted to eat the carbon shlamim, lahachi naki kishlamim, and this is why the Gemara chose kishlamim like shlamim. Is manachil shlamim ashchad ikri basar, because for that period of time to eat the shlamim 2 days and one night, we find that the Torah still calls the meat basar, that what is left over after the 2 day period from the meat of the shlamim offering. But beyond 2.5 days, 2 days and one night, 2 days and one night, lo ashchan de mikri basar, we don't find in the Torah anywhere that it is considered basar. Shatam nifso achri bezigilium, because the flavor becomes bad after 2 and 3 days of having just meat sit out. So after salting meat for that period of time, it would be permitted to eat it during the Sudam of Sekas. But Yai Megito, wine from the vat, Chadash Umasuf, it's new and still very sweet. Veino Tov Kiyan Yashon, it's not good like old wine, Umeshal Shel Umazik, and it also causes diarrhea and is damaging for the person who drinks it. Toseis, Roseach, as long as it's still fermenting. Aim Umeshum Gila, there's no prohibition of uncovering. Shenacha Shoseu Ki Yivrach Mirsi Chaso, regular wine that's left uncovered, we're worried a snake drink from it and put poison in it. But fermenting wine, a snake will not drink from it. Kivrach mirsi sacho, it will run away from the fermenting. Back into the Gemara. Amar Rehuda Marav, Rehuda, surname of Rav, Kachai min hagel shel Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Eloi. This was the custom of Rehuda, Rebbe Eloi. Erev Tisha B'Av mevien lo pas chariva b'melech, on Erev Tisha B'Av, the eve before Tisha B'Av, they would bring him dry bread and salt. V'yoshev bein taner l'kirayim, and he would sit in between the oven and the stove. V'ochel, and he would eat there. V'shosa lehakitum shamayim, and he would drink a flask of water. V'yom k'misha mesa mutu l'fanav, and he resembled a person who had a dead body, meaning a relative who had died, sitting in front of him. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, bein taner l'kirayim, between the stove and the oven, makom nuvel shavayis, is a very dirty, disgusting place in the house. Okay, back into the Gemara. Tanan Hasan was taught over there, makom shenagu lasus malacha b'tisha b'av osin, in a place where the custom is to do work on tisha b'av, it is permitted to do work. Makom shenagu shelo lasos ein osin, but in a place where the custom is not to do work on tisha b'av, then you cannot do work. V'chol makom talmud chacham b'teilim, but in all places, a talmud chacham should not do work. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Lo'olam yasek kol adam asu k'tam l'chacham." A person, at least with regards to this, should always make himself and act like a tam l'chacham, meaning not to do work on Tisha B'Av. Tanna mehach. We also learned in a brisa. Rashbag Omer. Rashbag said, "Lo'olam yasek adam asu k'tam l'chacham." Kedeshi said, "A person should always make himself like a tam l'chacham in terms of afflicting himself, means to more appropriately observe the fast of Tisha B'Av. Tanida, we learned in another bright set, Rashbag Omer, Kola Ochel Veshosa B'Tisha B'Av, Kilo Ochel Veshosa B'Yom Kippur. If someone eats and drinks on Tisha B'Av, it is as if he ate and drank on Yom Kippur. See Rashi on that so far. Rashi says, Ein Aros, actually, let's keep going to the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and Rabbi Akiva said, if someone, whoever does work on Tisha B'Av, he will not see a bracha, a blessing from that work forever. The Chum said, someone who works on Tisha B'Av does not properly mourn Yerushalayim will not merit to see it in its happiness. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Simchas Yerushalayim V'Giluba Kol Aveha Sisu Ita Masos Kol HaMasabim Aleha. Gladden Yerushalayim and make those who love it happy, rejoice with it, those who mourn over it. So we see Mikan Amar from here, they said, Kol HaMasabim Yerushalayim Zocha V'Rabah Simchasa. Anyone who mourns Yerushalayim will merit to see it in its happiness. Someone who does not mourn Yerushalayim, Eino Roa B'Simchasa, will not see Yerushalayim in its happiness. Tanya Mihalchi, we learned in another Braisa, Kol Ochel Basar V'Shosa Yayim V'Tisha B'Av, someone who eats meat and drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, Alav HaKasav Omer, regarding him, the Pasuk says, V'Tihi Avonasam Al Atzmosam, that their sin shall be on their bones, meaning it is a very bad, very serious sin. Rashi, Eino Roa Simen Bracha Me'Osam Lachi, will not see a blessing from that work, he might see blessings from other work. Kol ha'uchal basav v'shosiyam b'tisha b'av, alav ha'kasav omer bati avonasam al atzmosam. B'tisha b'av, what does it mean, someone who eats meat and drinks wine on Tisha B'Av? Klomar b'suda ha'mafzik b'av, meaning not on Tisha B'Av literally, because it's not permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av at all, let alone meat and wine, but it means someone who eats meat and drinks wine at the suda ha'mafzekis. He is committing this bad, horrible sin. Back into the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Machayv B'Kfiyas Mita. The Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yehuda saying that a person must overturn his bed, flip over his bed on Tisha B'Av. V'lo hodu lo chamim, but the chamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara will now discuss this machlokas. Tani, we learned in a brisa. Amr lo Rabbi Yehuda, the chamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, according to you, ubros minikos matei alayan. Pregnant women and nursing women who is difficult for them to overturn their beds and not sleep in a regular bed, what will be with them? There's no way they can overturn their beds. Amr lahem, Rabbi Yehuda responded to them, Afani lo amarti el biyachol. I too only said those who are able to overturn their beds must overturn their beds. Tanya mehach, we learned another braisa. Moda Rabbi Yehuda lechacham Rabbi Yehuda agrees to chamim b'sheino yachol, that someone who is not able to overturn their bed is not obligated to. Umodim chacham Rabbi Yehuda biyachol. And likewise, the chamim agree to Rabbi Yehuda that if someone is able to, he has to overturn his bed. My binayu, so then what's the difference between them? What are they arguing about? Ika binayu sharmitos, they're arguing about the other beds in the house, not the beds you're sleeping on. Kedesanis, we learned in a braisa, kishamar lechapos amita, when they said that you have to overturn your bed, lo mitasu bovad hu kofet, doesn't mean only overturning the person's bed that he's sleeping in, elekol hamitos kulan hu kofet, you have to overturn all the beds in the house, even those that are not being used. So that is machlokas rishu lechamim. Amar Rava, but Rava said, Hilchas l'ketana didan, the halachas like artana, that you are not obligated to overturn your beds. V'lo hodu lo chachamim kol ikar, and the correct interpretation is that the chum did not agree to Rehuda at all, not even for those who are able to overturn their beds, even they are not obligated to overturn their beds. Let's see Rashi on that. Ubros umeinikos, pregnant and nursing women, she'en yucholos lishan al gabe karka, that they are not able to sleep on the ground. Beyachol she'efshelo, someone who is able to sleep on an overturned bed, only he is obligated to. Mai binai, what is the difference between Rehuda Chamim? Kivan ezem modo lo beyachol vezem modo lo do she'en yachol, since the Chamim agree that someone who is able to must, and Rehuda agrees that someone who is not able to is not obligated, so what are they arguing about? The answer is sharmitos, other beds, shavayis in the house. She'eno shochet v'hem, that no one is sleeping on. Rehuda de machayv masisim b'kfiyas amita k'machayv nami b'yachol b'shar mitos. Rehuda, who in the Mishnah said that you're obligated to overturn the beds, he says that someone who is able to overturn the beds must overturn all the beds in the house. Rabbanan sari mitasu kofa v'lo shar mitos. And the Rabbanan say only his bed must be overturned, but not the other beds in the house. Ukidasani gavi avel, and as the Braisa teaches regarding avelim, that you overturn all of the beds in the house. Okay, back into the Gemara. The Gemara again quotes from the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lo hay yom tovim li Yisrael chamisha sar ba'av ukiyom hakipurim. There were no greater holidays in Yisrael than Tu Ba'av and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Yom Kippurim. It's understandable why Yom Kippur is such a happy day. Mishum de ispe slichu mechila, because it is the day in which we receive forgiveness. Yom shin inuva luchos acharonos, and the day in which we received the second set of luchos when Hashem forgave us. So that's why Yom Kippur is such a great Yom Tiv. El Tu Ba'av Mahi, but Tu Ba'av, what happened in Tu Ba'av that we rejoice so much? So Gemara will now suggest several suggestions. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavu Zebezet. It was the day in which the rabbis declared that it was permissible for the tribes to intermarry. Because originally, in the Dor HaMidbar, people could only marry people from their own tribe. My Drosh, what did they darshan? Zeh HaDavar Sher Tziva Hashem Lebnei Tzlavcha, that this matter, the prohibition to intermarry in tribes, this was said to the daughters of Tzlavchad. Davar Zeh Lo Yenoig Ela Bedor Zeh. And so they darshan that this matter only applied to that generation, the generation of Bnos Slavchad, but afterwards the prohibition did not apply. And so therefore, on the anniversary of that date, when it became permissible to marry someone from another tribe, it was a joyous day in Klal Yisrael, brought Klal Yisrael more together, and therefore it is a great holiday. We'll just read a couple more of the suggestions. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman, Yom Shehutar Sheva Binyamin Lavo Bekal. It was a day on which it became permissible for Binyamin to come into the rest of Klal Yisrael and to marry someone from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Shinamar, because the pasuk says, "V'ish Yisrael nishba b'mitzvah le'mor ish mimena lo yitem bita leBinyamin." After the incident of Pilegesh Begiva, Klal Yisrael took an oath, made a shvua, to say that a person should not give his daughter to those of Binyamin as a wife, le'isha as a wife. So my darsh, what are they darshan? To show that this prohibition was only temporary. Amarav, mimenu v'lomi banenu. It says a person should not give from us his daughter, but we see that, but from our children could give their daughters to Binyamin. So it only applied once again for that generation, not beyond. So on the day in which it became permissible for Binyamin to rejoin the rest of Klal Yisrael is a happy occasion, and therefore Tu B'Av became a very happy occasion. Let's read one more suggestion. It was the day on which, in the last generation before they went to Eretz Yisrael, day in which the people of the Midbar stopped dying. Damar Mar, as it was said, that while the people were dying in the Midbar before they stopped dying, the Dibor, Nevuah, did not come to Moshe. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Vayikasher tamu kol anshei hamelucha lamus, vayedaber Hashem a lie." That only once everyone stopped dying, then Hashem spoke to me. Moshe said, "A lie, hayadibur." Only then was Hashem's speech to me, but before then it was not. I guess let's see Rashi on that so far. Shininu baluchos achronos on Yom Kippur, that the second luchos were given. How do we know that? Shavu yizayim b'tamuz yared Moshe min ahar. On the 17th of Tamuz, Moshe came down from the mountain, tchila, for the first time, v'shibar saluchos amrocha the luchos. Ubi yudchas tachar asa eikol v'dan asa poshim v'ala lamarim. And then on the 18th, he grinded up the eikol hazav, he punished the sinners, and went back up to the mountain. Nishta sham shmonim yom. And he was there for 80 days. Arbaim yom omad b'tefila, 40 days he davened. Nechsev esnap ha'lefnei Hashem arbaim yom v'arbaim lailam. And Moshe says that I davened for Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. V'arbaim yom omad k'varishona, and then he stayed another 40 days, like the first 40 days, to receive the second luchos. Chashav mi yizayim b'tamos ad yom kippurim, count from shivaser b'tamos until Yom Kippur. V'havi lihu shmonim yom, and you get 80 days. Shneim esrei shenishtayru b'tamos, the 12 remaining days of Tamuz, to chaser, because it is a lacking month of 29 days. Ushloshim d'av and 30 days of av. Tisha v'estrim d'elo and 29 days of elo. Hare echad v'shivim. That's 71 days. V'tisha d'tishrei and the 9 days of tishrei makes 80. Hare shmonim yom. 80 days. V'leil tzom hishlam k'neged leil shel yud zayin b'tamuz, and the night of Yom Kippur completes and corresponds to the night of, it probably should be Yud Ches b'tamuz, the 18th of Tammuz, because Moshe did not go up to the day of the 18th. Dilohavu b'chushbane, which is not in the calculation because he didn't go up to the day. Dikonafik le kfar b'shasha Allah, because that had already passed by the time he went up on the day of the 18th. Hashtahavu pei shleimim lailavyam. So, and then we have 80 complete days, night and day. Uboker Yom Kippur Yared Shu Asar B'Tishri. And then on the morning of Yom Kippur, which is the 10th of Tishri, Moshe came down. Bosa Yom Nikvul Yom Kippur. And that day was set as a day of atonement, Yom Kippur. Lodiya Shemachov Nichim Al Hara'a Asher Dibar Lasos La'amu. That Hashem had forgiven us and changed his mind to do any evil towards us. Balkei Nikvut Tzom Kippur Basar B'Tishri Kashmati. And because of that, Yom Kippur was established on the 10th of Tishrei. Kashmat is how Rashi explained to figure out the 80 days. Shehusru Shvatim Lavozev Azev, Chubav was the day on which it became permissible to intermarry amongst the tribes. Drachman Amar V'chol Basi, Rashi's Nachala, because the Torah said that any daughter who will inherit an inheritance, Uksiv V'losisov Nachala Mimata Lamata, you should not cause inheritance to go from one tribe to another tribe. And so to make sure that doesn't happen, that means a woman cannot marry someone from another tribe, Matachar, to another tribe. Ki ish b'nachla, so yidbeku, rather each person should cling to his inheritance to his tribe. B'nei Yisrael. That B'nei Yisrael have to do that. V'amdu v'itiru davarzev b'chamisha sabar tam ba'av. And the rabbis of that generation, the Talmid Chachamim, made it permissible, declared it to be permissible on Tu B'Av. How do they know that? Because the pasuk says, "Zeh devar shetziv Hashem libnos lavchad." This matter was commanded to bnos lavchad. Zeh miotu. This is a it minimizes the halacha. Klomer lo yadavar zanoig el bedor zeh bedor shel bnos lavchad. This matter will only apply to this generation, the generation of bnos lavchad. Lavo bakal. The next opinion was it was a day in which it became permissible for Binyamin to enter the congregation. Meaning what? Rashi explains, "Lisa nashim." To marry wives, Lefisha Nishbu Yisrael Milinasi Lahem Kirchsiv Veshoftim, because Yisrael has sworn not to marry them, as it says in Shoftim, as the pasuk, as the Gemara quotes, Mimenu, from amongst us, we will not give our daughters. Miut, who again it minimizes the pasuk and exclusion. Kirchsiv Ish Mimenu Luitem Bita LeBenyamin, a man from amongst us will not give his daughter to Benyamin. Lo Gazru Ela Mehem, the decree was only on them, that generation of Almi Benayim. Lo Gazru on their children, there was no decree. Shikalo Mesi Midbar, then Tuba of the people stopped dying in the Midbar to sign, because we learned in a Braisa, Kol Arbaim Shana Shahayu B'Midbar, B'chol Erev Tisha B'Av Hayo Kruz Yotze. For the 40 days in the Midbar, and Erev Tisha B'Av, someone would go out and declare and announce, Su Lachbor, go out, dig, by Kol Echav Echa Yotze V'chofer Lo Kever. And each person would dig his own grave, V'yashin Bo, and sleep in it. Shema Yamos Kodom Shiachbor, because maybe he would die before he would get a chance to dig it. Well, machar, and then the next day, hakruz yotze, someone would announce and go out and say, v'korei, yibadu chay min amesim, may those who are living separate from those who died, v'chol shay bo nefesh chay, anyone who is alive, hay omeid v'yotze, he would get up and leave the grave. V'chol shana hay osin kain, and every year they would do this, it was shnas harbayim, shana, in the 40th year, asu, they did it. Well, machar amdu kulam chayim, and on that day, everyone got up alive. The Kevin Shirokach, once they saw his tamo, they were bewildered. V'amr, they said, Shema te'inu b'cheshvan, maybe we made a mistake. B'cheshvan achodesh, maybe we made a mistake calculating the date. Chazer b'shachle b'kivrei b'leilo, so they went and once again slept in their graves the next night. Adel chamishas are until the 15th. Why? Until the 15th. B'kivin shiroshin ismala halabadam, once they saw on the 15th that the moon was full. B'tesvav on the 15th. V'lo meisach me'am nona died. Yadu shechash ben chodesh mechuv, and they knew that they were correct and that Tisha B'Av had passed. Ukvar mem shana shal gzera nishlamu, and the 40 years of the decree had been complete. Kavu osu ador l'osu yom yomtev, and so that generation declared, set that day, Tu B'Av, to be a holiday. Damar mar, as it was said, l'fich yomtevu, this is why it was a holiday. This is why it was a happy occasion. Lo haya dibur Moshe, because Nevuah did not come to Moshe while people were dying. But what does that mean? Not that Nevuah did not come at all, but Rashi says, B'yichud v'chibo, with unity and love. D'chsiv v'yidaber Hashem Eli, l'mor Hashem is supposed to be saying, Eli nisiach dibur, to me, Hashem's dibur was very closely attached, was unified. Even though earlier the Pesukim did say that Hashem was speaking to Moshe, but he did not speak with the same love and connection until after everyone died. And some said, and some say that the difference was only afterwards, when everyone stopped dying, was it pel peh, clear from mouth to mouth, but beforehand it was in a confusing vision at night. Okay, back into the Gemara. Two lines up from the bottom of the page. Ula Amar Ula said the reason why Tu B'Av is a holiday, Yom Shebitel Hoshea Ben Allah Prozios Shehoshev Yerav Menevat Al Hadrachim Shlo Yalu Yisrael Regel. It was the day on which the King Hoshea Ben Allah removed and cancelled the soldiers that Yerav Menevat had set up on the roads that prevented Klal Yisrael from going up to Shalayim for the Regalim. Va'amar, and Hoshea said, announced, Leizashir to Yalu, who, wherever you want to go, if you want to go to Shalayim, or if you want to go to the idols that Yerushalayim had set up, a person can do whatever they want. And since on that day it became possible for people to go to Shalayim, it was declared to be a happy day. Continuing the Gemara, Rav Masna Amar, he says the reason it was a holiday, Yom Shenisnu Haruge Beitar Likfru, was on that day that the people had been killed in Beitar after the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, that they were allowed to be buried, because for a long time the bodies were not allowed to be buried, but once they're allowed to be buried, it was a comfort and it was declared to be a holiday. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. Rashi in the previous Amud. Nope, nothing. Onto Lamed Aleph. Lezer Shir to Yalu, Hoshea ben Allah Rashai. The king Hoshea was wicked. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayasar Rabbeinu Hashem, Rak lo kamalcha Yisrael. That he was a wicked king, just not as bad. He was wicked in the eyes of Hashem, not as bad as the other kings of Israel. Behind the Dukama, that's why it says, Rak Shebitel Saprozdos, that he removed the soldiers. Vamaleza Shir Suyalu, but he still was wicked, and therefore he said, if you want to go to the idols, go to the idols. He merely allowed people to go to Yerushalayim, but he also allowed people to serve the idols. Haruge Beitar, those who were killed at Beitar, but Perikon Hizakin, this is all described in the Gemara in Gittin. Okay. Back into the Gemara. Going on a bit of a tangent regarding those who were killed at Beitar. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damri Chavayu, line before that, second line of the page, Vamar Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, Oh, so Yom that day, Sheninu Harugi Beitar Likfura, that those who were killed at Beitar were allowed to be buried, Tiknu B'Yavna Hatova Meitiv. The rabbis in Yavna established the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, that Hashem is good and does good for others. Hatov Shal Yisrihu. The double language implies that Hashem is good, that he made a miracle and the bodies did not decompose before they were allowed to be buried. Vameitiv Shenin Likfura, and he is good. He gives good that he allowed them to be buried. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Amri Travayo, Rabbi Rav Yosef both said that Tu B'Av is a holiday. Yom Shepasku Milichros Eitzim L'Marachad is the day on which we stop cutting wood to be used for the fire on the Mizbeach. Disanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, Michamisha Sar Ba'av Eilech, from Tu B'Av and on, Tashish Kocha Shalchama, the sun is beginning to become weaker towards the end of the summer. V'lohai, of course, in Eitzim L'Marach, and therefore they no longer cut any wood for the Mizbeach. Why? L'fi She'enim Yivashim, because the wood would not get dry enough, since it was towards the end of the summer. And they were worried that they would be too damp and be infested with worms. And that's not allowed to be used on the base of Mikdash. Amar of Menashe, Menashe said, V'karu le'yom tavar magol. They called Tu B'Av the day that we break the sickle, because on that day they stopped cutting the wood. Yom tavar magol, or the day they break the axe, whatever they use to cut the wood. Mikan ve'elechem, from then on, demosif yosef, those who add on will be added to, d'lomosif yasif, but those who do not add on will be gathered in. My Yasif, what does it mean that they'll be gathered in? Amar Yosef Tikbar Ime, he'll be buried by his mother. We'll see Rashi what all of this means. Let's see Rashi. Milichros, they would stop cutting the wood, Lefisha Hein Lachen, because they're damp. Miosuzvan, and from that time on, Inkoch Bachamal Yavshan, the sun cannot dry them. Chashinam, we're worried, Mpnei HaTolas, of worms. Lefisha Eitz, Yeshbo Tolas, wood that has worms in it, Pasul Lamaracha Kedamrinan, and Midos. It is invalid, not good to be used on the Mizbeach. Yom Tavar Magol, Shvira Sagars, and the breaking of the axe, Shepasaka Chotev Milach of Eisim, because the chopper no longer chops wood. Mikan V'Elech, from then on, mi chamisha asar ba'ava elech from Tu B'Av and on, demosif leilos al hayam, those who add on, meaning add to the night on the day, lasuk b'torah, to learn more, because since the days are becoming shorter, there's less time to work, and we should use our nights to learn Torah. Yosef chayim al chayiv, he'll be added life to his life. Jelo Yosef, for those who do not add on lasuk b'torah b'leilos to learn at night, tik bere ime, his mother will bury him, klomer yamos b'loito, he will die before his time. Back into the Gemara. Shebehem benos Yushalayim. Then Tu B'Av, the daughters of Yushalayim, would go out and dance. Tanur Rabbanan, and they would, everyone would borrow new clothing from other people. Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in the Gemara. Bas Melech Shoelas mi Bas Kohen. Gadol, the daughter of the king, would ask to borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. Bas Kohen Gadol mi Bas Skan. The daughter of the Kohen Gadol would ask from the daughter of the assistant Kohen Gadol. Baskan Mibas Meshuach Melchama, the daughter of the assistant Kohen Gadol, would ask from the daughter of the Kohen who was anointed to lead a battle. Ubas Meshuach Melchama Mibas Kohen Hadiot, and the daughter of the Kohen Meshuach Melchama would ask from the daughter of a regular Kohen. V'chol Yisrael Shol and Zamizah, and all of Yisrael would ask one from another. Why would we do this? Why would we make it that everyone has to ask to borrow clothing, even if they have their own nice clothing? In order not to embarrass someone who does not have clothing and has to ask, it won't be embarrassing because everyone is asking. Similarly, Mishnah said that all of the clothing would require to be put into a mikvah as a matter of rule, since we don't want to embarrass anyone who might have been in nida. Amar Rabbi Elazar, even if the clothing had been folded and resting in a box, or set aside, and was definitely not needed to be put into the mikvah. Again, as a rule, we always put everything into a mikvah, not to embarrass anyone, or because we're worried that perhaps they are tummy need to be taken to the mikvah. Benos Yisrael Yotzei Socholos V'Krom, then the women would go out and dance in the vineyard, Tana, and we learned, Mishein Lo Isha Nifna L'Sham, a man who did not have a wife, would go there. Let's see Rashi in that so far. Bas Melech, the daughter of the king, Afal Pi Sha'ayla, even though she obviously had clothing, Shoelas mi Bas Kohen Gadol, she would ask from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, Shoelas mi Toch Sha'ayla, in order not to embarrass someone who needs to ask because they don't have nice clothing. Mi Bas Kohen Gadol, from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, Shu Karv Samech L'Malchus, because he is close to the king and is also of great stature. Skan, the assistant Kohen Chashev, Memunah Tachas Kohen, the Kohen which is appointed beneath the Kohen Gadol, Leos Tachtav Yom Kippurim, to be in place of on Yom Kippur, Im Yerab Psuol B'Kohen Gadol, if something will happen to the Kohen Gadol to invalidate him, B'Yom Kippurim Yom Kippur, Yishamash Tachskan Tachtav, this assistant would serve in his place. Mishuach Melchama, the Kohen is anointed for war, Hu HaKohen HaMachis B'Melchama, this is the Kohen who would announce before battle, Mi HaIsha Yari V'Rach HaLivav, the Pesukim and Devarim, that whoever is scared should not go out to battle. Even if it's folded, put in a box. Srichan fila, kulon, everything, srichan fila, in order not to embarrass the person who actually needs to take the clothing to the mikvah, so we just say everyone should take it to the mikvah. Okay, back into the Gemara. Miuchasos shebehen hayo omros b'chor. The Mishnah said that those of great lineage would say, the woman would say, young man, look to those of great lineage. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Hanabar, the rabbis, Hanabar, so Yafyafio Shebehen, the beautiful women, Mayo Omers, what would they say? Tznu Eneichem Liofi, they would say, come look at beauty, Sheneisha El Liofi, because the greatest trait of the woman is beauty. Miuchasos Shebehen, Mayo Omeros, and what would those of great lineage would say, Tinoe Enechem Limishbacha, come look at our family, the face Shein Aisha El Labanim, because the main trait of a woman will be the children that she will bear. Miuchu Arshebehem, and those who are not pretty, Mayomos, what would they say? Kechu Mechem Lashem Shemaim, come make your choice and acquisition for Shem Shemaim, for heaven and for the right reasons. And you will adorn us with gold. Meaning each woman, whatever was her unique trait, she would say, come, look at this. Amar Ula Bira'a, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ula Bira'a, Sanim Rabbi Elazar, Asir Kash Baruch Hu, Lasas Mechol the Tzadikim v'hu Yoshev b'neihem v'gan Eden. In the future, Hashem will make a circle for the Tzadikim, and He will sit amongst them in the center of the circle in Gan Eden. V'chol echa v'echa marba etzo, and each person will point with his finger. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, v'amar b'yamahu hinei elokeinu zeh kivinu lo v'yoshiinu zeh Hashem kivinu lo nagila v'nisbecha b'shuaso. That this is our God. On that day they will say, this is our God for whom we have waited. He will save us. This is Hashem. We have waited for Him. Let us be glad and rejoice in His salvation. Let's see Rashi on that. Because if your children will be of great lineage and descent, so then everyone will be jumping after them, boys and girls, everyone will marry your children, so therefore you should marry us, so that your children will also have great yichus. And you will adorn us with gold. After we are married, you will give us jewelry. This is just another matter that they would say. And it seems like perhaps all the women said this, or wasn't women of all different groups would say this, but not all women, that you should give us nice clothing. Machol, a circle, saviv, that goes around, lashem machol akerem, as is used in the phrase in Klaim, the surrounding of the vineyard. Marabet spo, that every tzaddik will point with his finger to Hashem v'omer, he will say, Zashem kivinu lo, so this is Hashem, our God, that we have waited, that we have hoped for. He will save us. This is Hashem. We've waited and hoped for Him. Let us rejoice and be happy in His salvation. Hadran alach b'shul shaprakim u'slik alan maseches tainis. Mazel tov on finishing maseches tainis.